93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is the Tay and Jay Show. 359-2255. 359-2255. I want to hear from baseball fans right now. We've got Scott Warman from Cardinals broadcast team coming up at the bottom of the hour at 4:30. And here's where I'm at. Jeremy, are you ready?
Go for it.
Johnny Cueto last year did his best, what do you call it? Kickboxing effort?
Karate Kid.
Karate Kid effort when he spiked with metal spikes, Jason LaRue out of baseball. Literally.
That's right.
Gave him a concussion. LaRue is out of baseball. So the teams have played a few games since. Nothing has happened. But.
Well, something's happened.
But
it's a lot of talk.
In terms of Johnny Cueto.
Right.
So the first time the Cardinals had a chance to face Johnny Cueto was Saturday in Cincinnati. So my feeling is very strongly about this. The first time Johnny Cueto came to the plate, he needed to be put on his, you know what, his derriere. And the Cardinals did not do it, and I think that's weak.
Who was pitching?
Saturday's game would have been Kyle McClellan.
I think that's your reason.
Well, then Kyle needs to, you know what?
When I mean, that's an old school approach.
Big time.
I mean, especially with that. I don't have a problem with that. I just look at the Cardinals roster. Who's an enforcer? Who's a guy that would step up and be that kind of guy?
I think Kyle Loesch has a little bit of grittiness about him. I could see Loesch throwing that ball.
The same guy who
Chris
dressed,
Carpenter
the
would.
Same guy who dressed up as Tony Russo.
We never talked about that. We never talked about that.
I just sit there and the Cincinnati Reds. I mean, Stevie J has said, you know, a lot of people have said they're thugs. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of the way they act. They're tough guys that talk a lot of trash. And I think that really works in their favor against the St. Louis Cardinals, because the St. Louis Cardinals, to me, seem like this team, except for their coach,
right,
that kind of sits there and is businesslike. They're very workmanlike, and especially their star. Albert Pujols is like that.
Yep.
Lance Berkman's like that. So they seem like decent guys,
right?
And I think that really bothers them when the Reds do this kind of stuff. And I think that's why the Reds do it. They know it bothers them, and that's why the Reds have kind of owned the Cardinals the last couple of years during this new rivalry
exactly.
That's kind of really sprung up here. And I think it works in their favor.
Well, listen, Brandon Phillips started this whole thing last year by saying, you know, the Cardinals are a bunch of you-know-whats, we don't like playing them, blah, blah, blah. And then he comes up and does his little idiotic tap on Yachty's shin guards, which right there he should have been dropped. So then it's so you got that going.
Asking him to do it on the field.
Well, right. So then that whole starts the whole brawl thing, which then Cueto gets pinned against the fence, and while he's protected by all of his players, starts kicking at Cardinals players. He scrapes Chris Carpenter, a Cy Young winner, and then he kicks Jason LaRue and knocks him out of baseball. And you're telling me the next time you have a chance to see Johnny Cueto in a batter's box, he's not on the ground? That's ridiculous.
Because I don't think they have that guy.
Well,
I
it's, think it's ridiculous.
And Tony La Russa, I think, is that guy. Their coach is kind of the enforcer. While you look at the Reds, are kind of the opposite. Their coach is kind of the laid back.
Yep, yep.
You know, thinks about what he's saying. While the Reds are just shotgun kind of guys, old Wild Wild West over there. So I think they use it to their advantage, and it's worked. And it seems like this rivalry is really taking another level. The Reds broadcaster Marty Brenneman came out the other day and talked about that. And we'll get to that next.
Tay and Jay Show. And it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Jeremy, you know me. I'm a nice guy for the most part. I don't feel like I'm anything too bad, am I? You're not answering, so that makes...
You're all right.
Okay, I'm all right. But I'm fired up about this Johnny Cueto why Johnny Cueto is not sitting on his behind after the first pitch brushes his chin is beyond me. And I want to hear what baseball fans think. 359-2255. Doesn't matter if you're a Cubs fan, Sox fans, Cardinal fan. I mean, to me, Johnny Cueto kicked your catcher out of baseball last season, and you've got a chance to face him for the first time, and you don't do anything. That, to me, shows timidness, like you said, on the part of the Cardinals. You deserve to be swept in that series.
217-359-2255, 359-2255. Do you agree with Tay here? I'm not so sure. I mean, this is a series they needed. Do you want to put a guy on a pitcher on the bases right away? And plus, do you want to kind of rise above that, or do you want to sink to their level? Because I think if they get into that battle with the Reds, they're going to lose that. Because like I said before, I think the Reds have those guys. They've talked trash all their lives.
Absolutely.
I don't think the Cardinals have those guys.
I don't think you play that game. I'm with you on that. You don't play that game, but I'm telling you right now, when that is the next level. It's one thing to get one up in your chin and you don't retaliate, all right? You don't hit the next guy. That's one thing. But when a guy kicks your catcher and knocks him out of baseball,
yeah,
you've got to come back and say, you know what? That was not right, and this is what we think about it. That's how I feel. How do you feel? Let's go to Trevor in Villa Grove. Trevor, how are you?
Hey, all right. How you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Hey, by no means am I a Cardinal fan, and you know that, but I completely agree with you.
Johnny Cueto's got to be, he has to be sent a message that what he did is not right.
Yep. You see it all the time during the game. A star hitter gets hit, you know,
yep.
Next time the pitcher's on the mound during the game, there's a brushback pitch.
That's exactly right. And it's just one of those things. It's like hockey. Hockey polices itself. Baseball, to a degree, does the same. I don't know every sport does, but that's one way to do it. And to me, I know it's been, you know, that was 6-7 months later, but to me, that's the first time you've seen Cueto, and that's the first chance you've got to send a message.
Yep.
All right,
Trevor. If I was pitching, I would have thrown at his head.
I agree. Right, there you go. Hey, thanks, Mike.
All right, see ya.
See you now. Let's go to Aaron. Aaron, how are you?
Vaughn, how about you?
Doing great.
Hey, buddy. Well, I'm going to solve two problems. I think we can take care of the situation and help employment. Remember that Jets trainer who took out the Dolphins gunner on the sidelines?
I think we
hire him to coach third base the game, and we'll have it solved.
Perfect. I like the way
have
Aaron
fun,
thinks.
Guys. See ya.
See ya, Aaron. That is a great. I never thought of that way.
Well, he'd be an enforcer for you. I don't think the Cardinals have one. Maybe they would hire him.
You know what? That's a good point.
It does help employment because he's not collecting any checks right now.
Say, hey, Jose Akendo, we need you to take a break today because Johnny Cueto's on the hill. Let's go to Lance and Mattoon. Lance, how are you?
Very good. How you doing, Lon?
Doing well.
Hey, two words for you. Bob Gibson.
Oh. Yes.
Is he like one of the baddest pitchers ever?
Yes.
And he was a Cardinal, right?
Yep.
So why don't we do that? I agree with you 100%. Johnny Cueto needs to be put on his butt. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I'm not a dirty guy. But
No. There's nothing dirty about it. It's all about... It's gamesmanship.
Yep.
That's what I call it. I don't call it dirty.
Yeah, and Lance, I totally agree with you. I threw it out there. I just don't think the Cardinals have that Bob Gibson right now,
point.
A pitcher on the staff that would do that. Do you think they have anybody, and who would that guy be?
I would look to your veteran. I'd look to Carpenter. I would say next time Johnny Cueto's up and Carpenter's pitching, drill him.
Well, and maybe that's the case. I mean, let's be fair to Kyle McClellan. He's a kid that's 5-0. He's off to an unbelievable start. He's a kid that's pitching for his future. And I know that that's not going to be. I mean, emotionally, that could really throw him into a spin. So I know that's a tough situation. But to me, if I'm Kyle McClellan, even I'm saying, you know what? I've got your back, Jason LaRue. First pitch, I don't care. You know, you don't have to throw it at his head. You can throw it right at his behind and say, right there is what you deserve.
I agree, 100%.
All right, Lance, thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right. I think, if people are listening out there with young kids, I've got young kids that play baseball, mm-hmm. and there's a time and place for it. It's obviously not in the young kids' game. You don't do that when they, even in high school, you don't
but
do
these,
that.
But these are grown men.
That's correct.
I mean, these are grown men, and it's in an extreme case. It's not just you brush back a player, so we're going to get you back.
Correct.
It's not that you just hit a player, we're going to hit you back. It's you ended somebody's career by kicking them in the face with cleats, with metal cleats. I don't have a problem with brushing them back. I just don't think the Cardinals have that guy right now.
And that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that area when we started this discussion. You might be right.
Well, in the Cincinnati Reds-Cardinals rivalry going beyond the field. I mean, fans are getting on it. I mean, talking trash to each other. And even the broadcasters.
This
are getting
weak.
Into this. Reds broadcaster Marty Brenneman ripped the Cardinals and members of the organization, including Chris Carpenter, during the Reds broadcast on 700 WLLW Monday evening. And this is what he had to say.
Grounds crew did an incredible job, despite what that whiner and excuse maker Chris Carpenter complained about the mound and the smoke after the fireworks.
Wow.
Travis Wood didn't.
You know, it's always something when they come in here.
Yeah, that's a line that Joe Pitini laid on the media, that every time they come in here, it's always something with that team. Oh, really? You might be the most disliked team in baseball, and it's always the other team?
That's Tony La Russa.
Unbelievable. It was interesting, Tony La Russa's take on what happened yesterday. He's back in uniform tonight. They're back home playing the Phillies. He said he had no issue at all with the pitch that Cordero threw that hit Albert Pujols in the wrist. And his take was there's no way that they're going to purposely put Pujols on and have to deal with Matt Holliday and Lance Berkman.
I agree with
but
that.
But you couldn't tell that to
Same
Joe
here.
Pettine or catcher Gerald Laird or that infantile pitching coach Dave Duncan.
Well, listen, here's my first reaction to that. Marty Brenneman, you're better than that. You're a Hall of Fame announcer. You got to live above that level.
That screams homer. I mean, you have to see here that the Cincinnati Reds have done stuff wrong here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the Cardinals get the complete pass here, but the Cincinnati Reds have sparked most of this.
Yep.
So to say those strong words on air when you're a broadcaster, I know you're paid by the Reds, but at the same time, I think you have a job to do, and that's to be, to show both sides of the story, and he just got into it the complete opposite way. He only showed the red side of it, and calling people names like that just doesn't get you anywhere.
I just can't see Ernie Harwell from the Tigers or Vin Scully from the Dodgers or Jack Buck from the Cardinals. I can't see any of those guys saying what Marty Brenneman just did, and he is held in the same esteem as those guys. So to me, that is that's too bad to even hear that from Marty Brenneman. To me, that's pretty weak.
Yeah, what do you think? 359 call 217-359-2255. We're going to Chris in Monticello. How are you today, Chris?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. Doing great.
Hey, thanks for the tickets, by the way. We had a great time last night.
Good. How was the Redbird Club?
It was nice. That place is nice. It was like your own little food court there and your own restrooms and stuff like that. Real clean, real nice.
Now just wait till you have to go back to another game. It's like, oh, no.
I'm not going to be able to sit in the upper deck last row ever again now.
I love it. Chris, what do you think of this?
Well, first of all, I think things probably would have happened a little bit differently if La Russa was there. I don't think he wants to put Pettine through a whole beanball issue.
Sure.
And I'm guessing since they had the fight last year, they're probably Major League Baseball is looking at those two pretty closely.
Oh, sure.
And I'm guessing they might have been told, hey, don't start anything or else you're going to lose your guys for quite a while. And I guess devil's advocate here, as much as I would like to see them throw at Cueto and get a little revenge, they don't want to lose McClellan for a starter too with the way he's been pitching.
Right. But if you, I'll tell you something that would fire me up, is if McClellan hit Cueto on the behind and then he got more games suspended than Cueto, that would have really fired me up.
Yeah, that would have been completely hypocritical, but you never know how things are going to go, through Bud Selig's office.
Very true.
And with Marty Brenneman, I'm a little worn out on the Reds, and they've only been good for a year after 16 years of mediocrity. They think it's 1976 again, and it's their birthright.
The machine's coming back, Chris.
Here it is.
But he's done that stuff with the Cubs before, and I'm not a Cubs fan at all. But it's just like, all right, get over yourself.
And there's no doubt in my mind, Tony La Russa is not liked. All right, he is a manager that people feel like he thinks he's a genius, and he is not liked by other managers, I don't think. And I don't know if this was done. And Chris, you bring up a good point when you say that about with La Russa not being there. I agree. But I still wanted to see something done to Johnny Cueto.
And like Jeremy said, I didn't see much of Saturday's game, so I don't know. The situations where he was up the first time, I don't know if there was already a guy ahead of him on base and you don't want to put another guy on.
Right.
Or I don't know any of those things. I wasn't.
Yeah. But to me, that's all. It doesn't matter. I don't care if the bases are loaded. You drill him. I mean, it's early in the year and it's you're sending a statement out that is more than just a one game to me. But well, here's what we'll do, Chris. I appreciate the call. Thank you, buddy. We're going to ask Scott Warman from KMOX. He's going to join us next. Let's ask him what he thinks.
I think Chris brings up a good point. I mean, you don't want to put Pettine in that situation.
True. That's true.
You know, where he's got to explain this after the game with the media, where he doesn't have as much, experience doing this kind of thing.
Good point.
Where La Russa, can deal with it, can take the heat. He's been doing it for, 30 years. So I agree with that. And then, you don't want to lose McClellan because this was the game that they thought they could still win. Of course, they ended up losing. But if you have McClellan with a strong start, you could win a game. And that's bigger, I think. In the long run, then maybe.
Well, I'll tell you right now. If I'm Joe Pettine, I don't care who I am. I'm doing it.
Okay.
And I'm saying, do it. Hit him. Get it done with. Move on. We've shown them that was not fair what he did. Scott Warman, KMOX Cardinals broadcaster. He's going to join us next. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.
93.5, 95.3. The new Connect FM. It is the Tay and Jay Show. Lante, Jeremy Warner, and we are chatting some. baseball, specifically Cardinals baseball. We're bringing on from KMOX Scott Warman. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing great. I was trying to explain a little bit on the Cardinals broadcast, of course, which they can hear now on Connect FM. You do a lot of the pregame and postgame, correct?
I do. That's right. Kevin Wheeler handles a lot of it during the weekdays, the pre- and postgame, and then I handle the weekends. And then every once in a while, I'll sprinkle in during the weeknight postgame shows as well. So it's been fun, exciting, and obviously, the Cardinals are right back in the thick of the National League Central Division race again this year, even without Adam Wainwright.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, that's something that once in a while you kind of forget about because of Kyle MacLellan and Jaime Garcia throwing so well that it's easy to kind of forget the fact that Adam Wainwright, who could be maybe a top three pitcher in the National League, is not even with them.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, I mean, throwing Kyle Loesch and, heck, I think four of the last five starts for Jake Westbrook,
yeah, exactly,
after a slow start. He's pitched well. I mean, you hate to say it, but guys, when you look at it, Chris Carpenter may be the weak link, if you will, in the starting rotation. In fact, I had some numbers during our local post game on Sunday afternoon after the loss to Cincinnati that in Chris Carpenter's last 16 starts, so all the starts this year and dating back to the starts towards the end of last year, the Cardinals as a team, not Carpenter, but the Cardinals as a team have only won four of those 16 starts.
Wow.
That Carp has had. So I don't know what the deal is. I still have faith in the guy. I mean, he's a bulldog. I'm a big fan of Chris Carpenter, but those numbers are pretty staggering when you talk about the success that guy's had since being a St. Louis Cardinal.
That is amazing. I can think back in my head. I know earlier this year he didn't get a lot of run support, and right, it always seems like Carpenter's at his best when he sweat through about 8 shirts. So maybe when the heat finally gets here, if it ever does, maybe that'll turn Chris Carpenter around.
Let's hope so. But you're right, he didn't get any run support, but he has struggled in his last four starts. He's given 10-plus hits in his last four starts, so he's got to settle down. But the other thing I think it's pretty obvious with this team is the bullpen has a weakness that they're probably going to have to wind up trying to find to shore up that whole situation. And defensively, this team is struggling. I was, you know, doing a couple of shows with Dan McLaughlin, who was also on our KMOX staff, and he was pretty much an opponent of losing a guy like Brendan Ryan. He understood how there were some complaints about what was going on in that locker room, but you can't take away from his defensive prowess. And I think we're missing a little bit of Brendan Ryan's numbers. I know Bernie Miklas, the great columnist here in St. Louis, was mentioning the other day in some of his notes about how you can mention as many errors as you want, but this team has probably more errors than what is actually technically what they're putting out. And not only that, but you even see some plays that you would think that Brendan Ryan or maybe some other shortstops or even second baseman would routinely make that unfortunately this ball club, they can't make right now, which really kind of, you know, Tony getting back into the dugout yesterday, guys, kind of forced, I think, Tony's hand in trying to shore things up defensively with Westbrook being out there. And hence you saw Albert playing third base yesterday and you saw Lance getting the start over at first base.
Talking with Scott Warman from KMOX, talking about St. Louis Cardinals, and talking defensively, Scott, Albert Pujols, he said that's an upgrade at third base.
Wow.
Do you expect him to get more starts here until David Freese gets back off the DL?
You know, I honestly, Jeremy, I don't think you'll see too much. I think you will see Albert come in and out of third base maybe a few times, sprinkle him in here and there from time to time. I don't think that was a one-trick pony by any stretch of the imagination. And Albert was open to that when Tony suggested it to him at the ballpark yesterday when Albert arrived at Busch Stadium. So, you know, Albert's a gamer. He's going to do whatever it is, what's right for his team. And we all know he's been struggling offensively. But I think Albert, it really does give the Cardinals probably, especially when you're facing a left-hander, the best option out there. Now, I think when you get a right-hander out there, I've been really impressed with Daniel Descalzo.
Yes.
This kid has just been amazing, and I think he can shore up, as a left-handed batter, your third base position until David Freese gets back. Now, Tony La Russa on our show on KMOX told us on Sunday morning that he really didn't expect David Freese to be back, the best-case scenario, until after the All-Star break. So
Wow. We
still have some time before we see David Freese back out on the field for the Redbirds.
Well, and I like offense over defense. That's just kind of the guy I am, Scott. And having Pujols at third, Berkman at first, and having Alan Craig in there, I would use it more. But do you worry with the injuries with Albert, with the elbow and everything?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, Albert has never been 100%. And for whatever reason, Albert's never wanted to have off-season surgery on that elbow. But you know it bothers him. So, yeah, that's why I don't think you'll see Tony use that lineup that much. I agree with you. If you're an offensive type of guy, you got to like that with Craig and Lance and Pujols all in the lineup at the same time. And you will, again, until David Freese gets back into the swing of things here in the middle of the season. But I don't think you'll see it every time you see a left-hander. But I think it, from time to time, you will see guys, Albert, get that play over third and use Lance over at first base.
Scott Warman, KMOX, joining us on the Tay and Jay Show. And, Scott, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask you a couple of things. We've been talking a lot about Johnny Cueto and what he did to Jason LaRue, and I kind of versed you a little bit. I'm very adamant in the fact that I think he needed to be on his tail Saturday.
And I also got a question for you about Marty Brenneman with what he said on the broadcast. You, as a fellow broadcaster, I want to ask you a little bit about that.
We got so much Scott. He's going to be here till like 8 because I want to know why Ryan Franklin's still pitching, too. We are back with Scott Warman, Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Tuesday, 4:47 is the time. Latte, Jeremy Warner, and Scott Warman from KMOX joining us on the phone. And, Scott, you do a lot of work with the St. Louis Cardinals, obviously, and I don't know how you can answer this or if you can, et cetera, but I'm pretty adamant in the fact that I think Johnny Cueto should have been on his tail after kicking Jason LaRue out of baseball. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's interesting because we had the same conversation on Friday night, myself and Chris Kerber, the voice of the Blues on KMOX in our program late at night following Cardinal baseball.
Sure.
It was pretty interesting to even get the response from some of the fans. And I think as a fan personally, Lon and Jeremy, I probably would have liked to seen him on his rear end.
Right.
But I knew in my heart of hearts, just following this team and how they react, I had a feeling that they were just going to take care of business at hand on the field and, you know, move on from something like that. But with what has transpired, even though I can't believe that Cordero would throw at Pujols, but all the other antics that are going on, I think when the next time these two teams meet up, which I mentioned immediately, we looked it up in the sports office before I continued the or started the Cardinal postgame show.
Sure.
The July 4th at Busch Stadium is next time these two teams meet. Talk about fireworks on the 4th of July. But anyway, I think all bets are off now. I think that the Cardinals got a little irritated with Brandon Phillips continuing his antics after he hit the home run on Saturday. And they took the high road. And Kyle MacLellan even said after the game, he goes, "It is what it is." And he goes, "I wish some of them would take a page of a classy guy like Scott Rolen instead of going that route. But you got to do what you got to do." But and I don't disagree with the way Kyle mentioned that or handled himself. But again, after the antics on Sunday, I have a feeling all bets are off. And you know what? Just show some class. You guys are, you know, I picked Cincinnati to win this division. You know, I think they are a very talented team, but to me, they're just not showing any class. And it kind of surprises me in a way, just from this aspect, guys. Over the years being in this business, I got to know Walt Jocketty at least a little bit. The man taught me a lot about the business of baseball or the business of professional sports, and not only a very successful general manager, but I learned so much that he is one of the classiest people I've ever met in all of professional or college sports. I have the utmost respect for him. So to see a team where he's the general manager do these types of antics kind of blows me away, to be quite honest with you. And I didn't get a chance to talk to Walt very long when Cincinnati was in town during the Easter weekend, but it's kind of surprising me. But I guess when you're talking about a Dusty Baker run team, maybe it doesn't surprise you at all either. I don't know. It's pretty crazy. But I'll tell you what, I hate to do this to Cubs fans, but right now this Cardinal Reds rivalry is a lot hotter than the Cards Cubs right now.
Yeah, Scott, we've talked about that. Talking about Scott Warman from KMOX, talking a lot of Cardinals. Last question we got for you here, Scott. Marty Brenneman comes out with some pretty strong statements last night during the Reds broadcast, and I know he's paid by the Reds, but as a fellow broadcaster, do you feel like he went outside the bounds of a broadcaster with his comments about Chris Carpenter and Dave Duncan?
I do, just because it's the position that he's in. I mean, you don't see Mike Shannon or John Rooney or a John Miller or a Bob Carpenter or you know, any of the guys up there, you know, Pat Hughes, any Vin of these Scully, great broadcasters. Yeah, yeah. Vin Scully. You don't see them go that route. Now, Marty, I think, has done and made some comments in the past, and every individual is their own type of, you know, broadcaster. I mean, you guys are in the business. You understand that.
Sure.
I wouldn't go that route. I guess in some instances, for me, it's kind of a disappointment that Marty would go that route. I mean, if I were to counter what Marty would say when he speaks of Dave Duncan being infantile, well, then please explain to me what Brandon Phillips is, because he was really the one that got this whole pot boiling last year, if you remember, before the series.
Yep.
And he's tweeting these things and saying these things. So where does that put Brandon Phillips if Dave Duncan is infantile? So, again, to me as a broadcaster, I'm not the in-your-face type of guy. You know, I've been taught through the KMOX roots. That's where I first actually got started in this business, to act like a professional.
Sure.
And I would expect that a little bit more out of a guy like Marty Brenneman, just because of the exposure and not only exposure, but just his place in baseball and with the Cincinnati Reds.
I agree. I said he's above that. You know, I don't ever could
Should
never
be.
See like a Jack Buck, an Ernie Harwell, a Vince Scully. I can't ever see any of those guys doing it. And I hold Marty Brenneman in that esteem, and I just think I think he's above it.
Well, you know, and Lon, it's kind of funny because the guys last Thursday night, I guess, when we were doing the Sports Hub, that's our second show after Sports
right.
with the Line, Mike Claiborne and Chris Kerber had Tom Brenneman on. And Marty's son, Tom, who's a very accomplished broadcaster as well, you know, pretty much came out and said kind of the same things, like St. Louis is the least respected team in baseball and didn't really have any, you know, kind things to
wow.
say about Tony La Russa. And it's like, really? I think they're getting caught up in this whole fan thing instead of actually being, you know, journalist, if you will. It's kind of, again, it's kind of amazing for two accomplished broadcasters to go that route, but they did the deed and so be it. So we'll see what happens, you know, later on the season.
I can see with Kerber there, a hockey guy, I bet he wanted to put him on the ground. I'm sure. Well,
yeah,
well,
Kerbs was a little hot under the collar.
Well, Scott, we've got about 15 seconds. When does Ryan Franklin exit stage left, I guess, as I say?
Great question. I'll tell you what. When Talat is ready, and that should be shortly here, I'll be intrigued to see when Brian Talat comes back if Franklin gets some kind of quote-unquote injury and he has to have a rehab.
I agree. Totally agree. Scott Warman, KMOX, great job. Thank you so much. We've had a lot of fun with it, and hope to have you on again soon.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott. That is Scott Warman, KMOX. We're running deep here. We better take a break. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.